Torah Way, Northwest London, Wednesday, the 16th of Kislev, 2nd of December. Harav, Binyomin Marks are the subject of Genevas Das.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Genevas Das. This week's Parashas Vayishlach. So we know the story, we'll just say it over quickly, just to bring out the point. That caused Dina to be taken away by Shechem ben Hamor, and obviously the Shvatim are very unhappy about this when they find out. Shechem comes with his father, and he comes to Yaakov, and he comes to the Shvatim, and with a proposal for marriage. And of course, the brothers are very unhappy with this suggestion. It's not the best shidduch ever suggested. So they have no intention, obviously, of allowing this to happen. However, obviously the Torah proceeds to relate how basically the brothers came up with a plan, they came up with a trick, and they made this whole suggestion that, you know what, that if you all make a bris, if you all undergo bris milah, so then we'll be prepared, we can have two people, we can start to intermarry. So the Pasuk there says, Pasuk in Lamadana, Perik Lamadana, Pasuk Gimel, the Yanu ben Yaakov is Shechem is Chamor Oviv ben Mirmo, and the sons of Yaakov answered Shechem and Chamor his father ben Mirmo, with Mirmo. Now Rashi and the Targum both say Mirmo mean the Chachmoso. Right? The literal translation, Mirmo is with trickery. V'idaberu asher timei es dina echosim. Fine. So the Chazon Ish, in Seif Emunah B'Tochen, in Perek Dalet, Chelek Yud Gimel, divided into Chalokim. So I'll read you a little bit of what the Chazon Ish writes over here. The Chazon Ish writes, says, he's talking about the Milo of Emes, the middle of Emes, Vim Soni Hu HaShekeh HaKal She'ini Pegeh B'Chaveri B'Shikroi. The person speaks Shekeh, but he doesn't really, he speaks Shekeh, whatever, he says things which are false, but they don't necessarily have any real ramification to the people or about the people he's talking about. Meshana Teva Hu HaMerchas Shechat Shoshokot L'Shoinam Davi Mirma. Somebody though, how much worse, what a te'eva is his lashon, a very strong lashon he uses. A te'eva, somebody who speaks with deceit. Shekoinin kezobov kedei laholich hasve'eo sholo. Somebody who says things to cause his chaver to do things he wouldn't otherwise do. V'koru chazal l'choli hazois genevas das. And Chazal referred to this, to this choli, this terrible state of mind. A person will go around doing these kinds of things with trickery, genevas das. Then he brings the Gemara in Chulin, which we'll have a look at in a minute. And he brings from the Ramban. So the Ramban says, what was pshat? Why did Taka? What was pshat? Obviously, the Mephoreshim asked, how can it be that Yaakov, that the Shvatim, killed all these people of Shechem. So they say because they were all over on the Shemitah's Meinoyach, and therefore they're all Chayv Nisa anyway. Fine. So why was Yaakov Avinu so upset with them? We know that Yaakov Avinu was Makalel Shimon Behuda, who were the ones who went in, and they were the
Shimon and Levi.
Shimon and Levi, sorry, who went in and they killed everybody. So what was he so upset with them? So says the Chazon Ish. He says, "Mikomokum hiskim Yaakov Avinu imoyim." Yaakov Avinu was not masking to them. Mipnei shimshu b'gnevas das, because they used gnevas das. Achre shleiv anshe Shechem hayabatuach be'manosam. The people of Shechem were not expecting anything at all. Forget, they thought we're going into a new era of prosperity and agreement. Besaras libam shalayasu imayim. In other words, Yaakov Avinu was very unhappy with their behavior because they didn't go out all out warfare. Forget, they used the middah of Gnevas Das, the trickery, to be matzliach and to defeat them, to get back to you. So this is a Gemara. So the Mekoyim Halacha, the Gemara is a Gemara in Chulin, Tzadik Dalet on the Aleph, on the base, the whole sugya, the whole daf, they're basically dedicated to the protein dinim of Gnevas Das. So I just want to read, a few points from the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch. It's brought down in Choshe Mishpat, Simen Reish Chof Ches. And here the Mechaber encapsulates pretty much in one sif a lot of the halachas of Gnevas Das. We'll go through point by point. So just as a general background, the Rishonim there talk about what's the Makor for Gnevas Das. The Gemara there says, Amar Shmuel, Osa Lignoiv Das Habriyois, Afilu Goy. It's also to be Goynev Das Habriyos, even to also to be Goynev Das of a Goy. That's the Gemara that says, that's a member of Shmuel. And the Rishonim say, many Rishonim learn actually that it's an Issa D'Raisa, and they learn this actually learnt out from the Pasuk in the Torah, Lo Signoivu, and the same Pasuk that we know that teaches us, you know, a person not allowed to steal. First, not allowed to steal physical items, steal money. That same posuk tells us that you're not allowed to steal somebody's das, Gnevas Das. Some say it's only the Rabbonim, but there are many Rishonim who say that it's deraisa. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Deos that the yesod of this issa is an issa sheker, right? Which makes a lot of sense when you're speaking. What you're saying, or you're giving an impression, we'll see that it's not even, it can even be that you're not, you don't necessarily have to say anything. Sometimes a person can be over Gnevas Das, even just without saying words, by actions. But we'll have to see some examples in a few minutes. But nonetheless, it's learned from the Pasuk Lo Signoivu, according to those Shonim, it's learned that from Lo Signoivu. In many ways, it is comparable to Gneva, because there is a chiyuv of How can a person be meshiv Gnevas Das? It's very simple. If you did something which gave an impression which was incorrect, then you have to correct that. So again, as we go through with some examples, we'll get a good picture of exactly what that means and how that manifests itself practically. Lemoshel, I'll give you one example just to start off with. How Gnevas Das can even be a very, very slight change of nuance, a slight change, but nonetheless it can take a statement which is seemingly harmless into actually a possible Issa D'Raisa. You say to a person, you know, I met your mother the other day and I helped her with her shopping. Helped her with the shopping. No, she didn't help to take the shopping to the car. Thank you very much. Fine. What have you done? The person you're speaking to is now machzik toiva to you. He's now very appreciative to you. You know, you did his mother of toiva. I helped your son cross the road. Oh, thank you so much. So nice of you. Right? What happens if you say, you know, a few times I've helped your son cross the road, but really you only done it once. A few times, you know, he's son crossing the road on his way to school. I crossed him over the road a few times. So I helped your mother a few times with the shopping. Right, a very slight change in what you say, in what a person says, can become a problem of Gnevas Das, because you've now presented, you are helped this other person many times, and they're machzik toiva. And as we're going to see in a minute, that's one of the, and definitely practically speaking, one of the main ways that we can fall into the trap of Gnevas Das, is to try and make out that we've done somebody a great big favour, and we haven't really done such a favour at all, or not such a big favour, but because of the impression that they get, they'll be machzik to your toiva, more toiva than you would have gotten otherwise. That's a problem of Gnevas Das. So let's read through the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Osa l'remois b'nei adam, you're not allowed, again, it's interesting, the Mechaber uses the Loshon of the Posuk, from the Posuk in this expasha. Osa l'remois b'nei adam, b'mekach ha'memcha, you're not allowed to trick somebody in business, or l'gnev datam, Kegoyim, im yesh mum b'mekhoi. For example, so the first example he gives is like this: yesh mum b'mekhoi. If there's a flaw, there's something wrong with the thing that you're selling, an item that you're selling. Sarech loy diyo lekeach. afim goy. Like we said, it's also to Gnevis Das, even by a goy. Lo yimcha loy basan avelev, example, this is the example of the Gemara. The Gemara talks about a case of one of the Amoraim was crossing over a river and he needed to pay the boatman. He needed to make payment. So he took some meat from wherever, from his bag, and he gave it to the boatman as his payment. And one of the other Amoraim was not very happy. And he says, well, what did I do? I paid him. He says, no, he's assuming that you gave him basa shchuta, kosher basa, which is worth more money. And you know full well that this is actually the reason why you gave it to him is because you found this to be a trefa, right? It was shechted and there was something wrong with it. It's one of the trefas, and you can't eat it. So you gave it to the goy, but you didn't tell him that this is basa trefa. So he's being machzik, kilo, oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much. You're giving me basa shchuta. So then the example, the Shulchan Aruch is, now, of course, if you're charging for basa shchuta, let's say somebody walks into one of the local butchers, someone who's not Jewish, clearly not Jewish, and he walks into the butcher, and the butcher sees him coming, says, "Oh, you know, I've got something special for you," and he runs around the back and he brings up some of the nevelas and trefas, right? Hopefully, they won't have them on site, but if they have them on site, nevelas and trefas, and he gives it to the goy. And he charges the goy the same price as he charges the kosher meat. Now there, aside from kosher Gnevis Das, you've got a shailer of gezel as well, because you've overcharged for something where the price is significantly more, and you've charged it that higher price for something which is actually worth much less. So then, aside from Gnevis Das, you've obviously got regular gezel. But supposing you don't charge him the cost. Let's say you charge him whatever they charge in Tesco, right? So nonetheless, he thinks he's getting kosher meat. And more than that, he probably thinks that you're doing him a fantastic favour. You're giving him a massive reduction on the normal price, and you're giving him kosher meat for the price of non-kosher meat, right? So again, that's a problem of Gnevis Das. A person's not allowed to be going to Dasa Brios to make out like he's going to do something or he has done something. That's us. Ketzad lo yisarev sheyisuk imoy v'yodesh enesoyet. Let's say you've got somebody and he comes over to your house and You know he's got somewhere, you know he's got a flight to catch, or you know he's got somewhere, you know he hasn't got time, and you invite him here, come in, sit down, have a meal, and you've got no intention, you know 100% for sure that he's definitely not going to be able to eat with you, for whatever reason. But you invite him because you want to give him that feeling that you've offered him the meal. But you know 100% there's no way you're going to have to serve that meal. That's also going to interest us, because you're only doing it that he should have a karas atoif to you. Okay, so those are basically the examples of the Mechaber. We've got to go through a few practical examples, halacha lemaisa, which we may never have thought about, that might be issues of Gnevis Das. So let's start with Mekach HaMemcha. Like we said aside, obviously Mekach HaMemcha, you've got a potential problem of Gezel and Einor, aside from Gnevis Das. Fake designer clothes or fake design anything, right? Watches, who knows what, right? So let's say a person, we happen to have some fake design or whatever, and you go and you sell it, let's see, and you don't sell it at full price, you sell it at below the real cost of the item. But you don't tell the person that you're selling it to that it's not real. It looks exactly real. It looks 100% identical. Only a mumcha would be able to tell. Regular person can't tell. That's the problem of Gnevis Das. Because he thinks that he's gotten the real thing. Mm-hmm. And he hasn't. And he's actually gone something that's fake.
Why is that Gnevis Das more than Gnevis?
I think because Well, I guess if he wouldn't have bought it at all, the point I think was that if he's paid a price which he never would have gotten the real thing at that price. Okay, maybe I can ask it's mekachtos because he never would have bought it if he would have known it's fake. But on the other hand, if you're charging him 40% of the real of the price of the real thing, so then he maybe would have bought it anyway. Let's say he would have bought it anyway. But the point is, you didn't tell him. He thinks he's getting some fantastic deal. He's getting the real thing. So then, yeah, it could also. Obviously, there's always potentially real Geneva as well.
So is the Geneva starts afterwards in wearing the item of clothing, or the watch, or the bag? Mm-hmm. Other people think that it's a designer.
If you see the brand, you go boss.
But they're not makitoyv to you. You're misleading them. But there's no consequence.
If people will be makshiv you. If by wearing these things, then the person will be makshiv you. I don't know. I think the people are makshiv somebody else for wearing these designer brands. Then it potentially could be Shaila Geneva's house. Yeah, definitely.
So then you wouldn't be allowed to wear false jewellery because somebody might think it's real.
No, okay, we'll come. I don't think there's a problem. I'll explain why. There are circumstances where these things are okay. We'll come later to the heter. There is a way around this. Or refurbished phones, refurbished. Now it's very obviously nowadays. People buy phones. People buy laptops, computers. Right, there's a big, massive market for second-hand, refurbished, as they're called. You know, they take things and they'll make them like new, right? So very often, if they're in good condition, then they can look much come up like they've never been used before. So even if a person is selling it at a price where it's clearly not the price, not even if it's cheaper than the full cost of the real thing, right? But let's say selling at 80% of the price of the new product. Right, but a person who's buying it doesn't realise that what he's buying has actually been used before. Then there's a problem. There's a shaila of Geneva's das. One of the examples of the Chava was you're not allowed to conceal a flaw in an item that you're selling. Right. So what does that mean? That means if it's something that a person should spot when they're buying, you sell somebody a car, right? And it's a great big bump. It's a great big dent in the back of the car. So then, if he comes to have a look at the car, then that's his responsibility. You know, if he walks around the car, then he'll see that there's a great big dent in the back, right? There's not going to be his das for you to sell it to him without telling him, because it's something you can check out. But let's say there's something which is very, you know, you would only notice, let's say after you've bought it, and it doesn't reduce the value of the car whatsoever. Obviously, talking about where it doesn't change the value of the car. He would have bought the car anyway, but nonetheless, to conceal the flaw before you sell it is also a problem of Geneva's das. Of course, you're allowed to, Namoshal, if you're selling, wasn't selling the house, and you're allowed to paint the house to refresh it. The only problem is to take something that's old and make it look like new. But if you take something which actually you can make it look like new, right, a house, you just give it a coat of paint and it looks brand new, and that's the white house. That's how you machadish a house, right? So that's obviously not an issue of Geneva's das at all. Now, adverts, right? When a person's advertising, this is also a big pitfall. A person has to be very careful about how when one advertises, how one presents information. If one's presenting information which is deliberately misleading, so deliberately misleading, or even not deliberately, but it's clearly, there's only one way to interpret what's written in the advert, then you've got problems with Geneva's das. The moshul to put adverts, to make up adverts, you put on, you know, people look to put these Trustpilot, the stars on the product, right? To make it look like people have rated it higher than it really is. To put on reviews, to make up reviews, basically, right? You put an advert, an item, you make up reviews. Moshe from Brent Street said this about our product, right? And he never did. He made it up completely, right? Sure. No one ever said anything. So that's a shaila of Geneva's das. Sure. Maybe a person will come and buy it anyway. But the fact is that you're putting their information out there in the public for everybody to see. A person's going to look at that, and he's going to be misled. You can't say with cheapest prices in town. And you're not the cheapest. You can't write that you're the cheapest prices in town if you're not the cheapest. Again, there's no issue there. Maybe not because the person's going to come along and he's going to pay the price and he's going to decide. Does he want to buy it? Does he not want to buy it? Even just to put misleading information, which is going to cause somebody to come to the shop. But you didn't put in the small print. You know what? If you buy one, get one free. But you didn't write that it's only if you pay in cash. So the person comes and he turns up at the shop. He says, right, buy one, get one free. No, I'm sorry, cash only. But he didn't say that in the advert. Okay, I'll buy it anyway. I'll buy two anyway. Again, that's Gnevas Das, because if you don't write clearly what the terms and conditions are, obviously, I think in this country there are many laws.
Still, about these choice things. Before he buys it, but he wants to, he doesn't want.
That's
to
true, but
not forcing him or
encouraging. No, in a halami, but the mere fact that you presented information which is incorrect is already going to understand.
We're just saying there's 20% off, but there's never 20% off.
Yeah, if you say there's a sale, but there's no sale, everyone can people turn up saying, no, it was a mistake.
Why did you put your price up to bring it back down?
That's going to be Gnevas Das again, because it's not really a sale. I think in this country that according to the law it has to be on sale for a certain period of time at that price before you can then advertise it as being on sale. You can't put up the price for one day and then put it back down to the original price and say, oh, 20% off. But yes, yeah, so obviously, al-Habdil b'halacha, exactly the same thing is true, that you can't advertise something which is misleading, which is incorrect, and even though you've got a choice, do you want to buy, you don't want to buy, but at the end of the day, if you mislead people, or people go, make an effort, they come to the shop. So you've used your neighbor's das in order to pull people into your shop.
Not halacha.
Yeah, well, there's not much you can do if they've come already, I guess. The tshuva that you have to do is to tell people. Now, if someone's driven to your shop and on the basis of some false information, it's not like you can't really do tshuva, you can't really do Beishev Ezra Gzele on that. Because they've gone, they would never have come, maybe. They never would have come all the way to your shop, they would have just gone to the one clothing, whatever it might be. Nechalam, it's going to be hard in many cases to do a tikkun. All different. Any kind of scenario where there's free gifts or whatever it might be, terms and conditions apply. Terms and conditions apply. Okay, at least write terms and conditions apply. If you write terms and conditions apply, then people will know that they've got to be asking questions in advance. Fine. Let's go move a little bit on. Copying examinations, copying tests, right? Also, Shadik and Eves Das. Faking professional certificates, aside from obviously being a shiloh of Gezel, if someone hires you and you're not qualified in that particular area, then obviously there's other problems potentially as well. But I can never start. I had Rav Zimmerman and was asked a shiloh. Somebody asked him that it's everybody in order to get a certain scholarship, you have to pretend to have already a certain qualification, you have to have already a certain degree, and then they'll give you a scholarship. And everybody fakes. Abbasushana, everybody fakes. So the Rav Zimmerman answered, he said, if everybody knows, okay, we haven't come to this yet, really, the heter, if everybody knows and the people running the course know that everybody's pretending and everyone's faking, so there's no Gnevas Das, because they know that everyone's pretending. They're not really. But if you're pretending to have if obviously they are giving in good faith and they're trusting you, that when you present a certain certificate from a certain place that it's genuine, then obviously it's Gnevas Das, and you can't just make out that you're somebody that you're not in order to get a discount.
At what point does it become normal? Everybody knows there's a norm that a lot of people wear.
Okay, so now you're asking. I don't want to run out of time before I get to this example, to get to this very important point. But the Mechaba says at the end, again, it's a Gemara. The Gemara says, if it's something that a person should have realized that he was doing it, you were not doing it for him. And he tricked himself. The Gemara gives the following example. The Gemara says, there were two Amoraim, and they were walking on the derech, and they met a certain another Moira, and he said, oh, so nice of you to come and greet me. So we didn't come specially. We happened to walk in this area. We would have known you were coming towards the city. We would have come to greet you anyway. But we actually didn't happen to come this way. So Rava said, Why did you say anything? Why did you do that? Why did you tell him that? She said, what do you mean? I had to tell him. His name is Thomas. He thought I was coming. We thought you were coming specially to greet him. We weren't coming specially to greet him. We were just going for a walk. He said, no. So the Gemara says that, no. Il de ati nafshe. That the Yesoi that is over here is Gnevas Das. If you do something to give the impression, a person doesn't give the impression which is incorrect, that's called Gneva. Because you're trying to be Machzik Toiva from somebody. You're deliberately trying to give the wrong impression, that's a problem. But if you do something which is normal, and because of that, you do something without really intending to be Gnevas Das, or there's a perfectly rational explanation other than the one that he jumped to explain why you did it, that's not Gnevas Das. Not Gnevas Das. The Moshul. If your person goes to Manchester for business, right? And then you realize, like, wow, my cousin's next door neighbor actually is making chasna today in Manchester. I'm going to go there and I'm going to say Mazel Tov. So you go in and you say Mazel Tov. So the person's going to think, you know, the chosin and the father chosin say, wow, unbelievable. They came all the way from London in order to come to my chasna. Unbelievable. So he's going to be overjoyed. Right? And the truth of the matter is, he actually didn't come there at all. So is that Gnevas Das? You have to say, you know what? I didn't come specially. You know what? I hate to break it to you. I happen to be in town anyway for business. Of course you don't have to tell him. Because you never tried to give the impression that you were you came specially for the chasna. It's a perfectly normal thing. A person should be visiting Manchester or another place for business. And you'll pop in. If you go to a kiddush and there's two kiddush next to each other, and you pop into one, and you pop into the second one. You never would have walked for the second one, but you anyway, since you were there, you popped into the second kiddush. You don't have to tell him, you know what? I actually happened to be going next door to say Mazel Tov to Shloime next door, because he should realize that it's a perfect normal thing. A person will go to one kiddush, and if he's next door, they'll pop in. But that doesn't mean to say that you're going to Datoy by going in to say Mazel Tov, and you probably shouldn't say, because you'll actually probably upset the person. Matolas as well. Yeah, some common examples.
The kiddush next door, right? So being in Manchester, I mean, not normally in Manchester,
but it's a normal thing to be in Manchester for business. Maybe normal. There are other reasons why you visit Manchester other than chasnas. Giving matolas to somebody, giving gifts to somebody, right? So let's say you go to a bris and you haven't got a present. You know what? I've got a baby grow that we only used once. You know what? I wrap it up and put a nice ribbon on it and give it and make it out like it's brand new. So again, so that's Gnevas Das. Why? Because if he machzik toiva ki'ilu, you gave him something which is brand new, and maybe they'll think that it's brand new. So nice, if you gave me such a lovely gift, then obviously if they would know that it's been used once already, they probably wouldn't be quite so chuffed at all. To take something which is the moshul, fake leather, right? You guys say something which is a siddur, which has got bound with leather, but it's actually not real leather, it's actually fake leather. And you take off the sticker, which says imitation leather, and you stick another sticker on which says real leather. Right? Now if you take off the sticker, then the chorei don't do anything, then they can jump. You know, is it real leather, is it fake leather? Let them decide, right? But if you put on a sticker which says that it's real leather, then obviously that's Mamash Gnevas Das. You take the price, right? Take off two price labels, two stickers, and exchange them, right? Take an object which has got one and being sold for £20, and you stick another stick on there, makes it look like it costs £30, bar mitzvah gift, right? You go to Chaim's or wherever you go, and you take off the sticker for one sefer, and you stick it on the other, and make it look like you spent £30, and really only you spent £15. It's Gnevas Das, because he's getting mapsik to toy, but kilo, you bought him a gift. So obviously the tikkun for all these cases, is that, but you should be moedia, right? If you did it, then it should be, actually it's not true. I've charota for doing that, and you should know that I never did it, and I never spent £30. I only spent £15. And just to be clear, when I prepared this shiur, I actually didn't realize in Parshas Vayetze actually talks about Gnevas Das. So just you should know. Should be given. It happened to be Pum Baruch Hashem. I realized that the topic I prepared was shaykh to the Parsha.
If you buy a sefer, it's a sefer.
So you're not going to get it done. You know, nobody's going to get it done.